This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 334 for Friday, March 31st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Friday, building on gains made during the overnight session. At the final settlement, the May canola contract advances $3.30 at $767.90 per ton, and the July contract gains $3.80 at $749.50 per ton. While the funds still look to get out of their massive short positions, there's also support coming from sharp upticks in the Chicago soybeans and soy oil, as well as European rapeseed. Chicago soy meal is also higher, while Malaysian palm oil is lower. Modest increases in global crude oil prices are lending a measure of support to the vegetable oils. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending March 26th are almost 378,000 tons, up 3.6% from the week before. Canola exports climbed 42.3% at nearly 269,000 tons. Domestic usage is up 11.4% at about 221,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady, with the loonie at 73.86 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 73.89. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its prospective plantings and quarterly grain stocks reports. The USDA pegs 2023-24 soybean acres at 87.51 million, coming in below the average trade guess of 88.24 million. At 92 million acres, corn exceeded market expectations of 90.88 million. At 49.9 million, wheat acres edge above calls for 48.85 million. For stocks as of March 1st, total farm commercial soybean stocks are estimated to be 1.685 billion bushels, down from the 1.93 billion a year ago. Total corn stocks are 7.4 billion bushels, below the 7.75 billion last March. Total wheat stocks come in at 946 million bushels compared to the 945 million this time last year. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday. The May contract surges 31 cents at 15.05 per bushel. May soy oil jumps 1.12 cents at 55.49 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is up $6.10 at $466 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Friday as the May contract advances 11 cents at 660.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its May contract down 8.5 cents at 364. The U.S. wheat complex is steady to higher as Chicago May is unchanged at 692. Kansas City May gained 6 cents at 878. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May jumps 14.5 cents at 894. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday, March 31st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.